Let's talk some football, though, right now, as we welcome to our Herman Allen guest hotline, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Been a while since we've caught up with Russ. How you doing, coach?
Doing good, Bob. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you very much. CAA announced today, Russ, all the start times for all the games around the conference. Not necessarily stop the press's material, but I think fans are certainly interested in seeing it. Certainly coaches and players are as well. It brings some more reality to the fact that college football is coming. I think the fact that we're going to play all home games at 2 o'clock, Russ, if nothing else, it gives you a sense of consistency that you and your guys are going to get into the same routine every Saturday that you're at Robins Stadium, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Dave Walsh and I talked about it, and you know, there's a lot of things that go into picking game times. You know, sometimes it's about the people that are coming to the game, the fans, and the tailgate and the atmosphere. But I really thought 2 o'clock was a good time for our team, based on the preparation leading up to the game. Those types of things. So I actually like the 2 o'clock start. I'll probably talk to you. If we could play it at 10 in the morning, I'd probably pick that time over any time.
Yeah. End all that wait. Just get right to it. I'm with you on that. I think there are a lot of people that work the games that would be happy with 10 a.m. I don't think the fans, Russ, as good as Bloody Marys might taste at 7 in the morning, I don't think the fans would be all that in favor of 10 a.m. Starts. But I do think they're probably in favor of, and so are you, are back-to-back home games to start the season. You still got to go out and win the games against Howard and Lehigh, but that, you know, should be a little bit of a home field advantage, and you get fans back to get the season started with two games before you got to pack your bags.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be exciting. I'm hoping, and I really believe that this is going to be a normal fall for everybody, for us, our players, our fans, all you guys. It'll be a normal fall, and I think we crank it up September 4th at 2 o'clock against Howard. I think there'll be a lot of excited people out there.
What's happening right now with your program that gives you a sense of normalcy? What are the things that are happening, Russ, be that camps that you're now able to stage, or recruiting that you can get out on the road, or that you can bring recruits in? Give us kind of a snapshot of what's happening right now.
Well, obviously May 31st was the end of the dead period, and we got back to a normal recruiting cycle, which for football was what they call a quiet period, which means people could come onto our campuses, whether it's officially or unofficially or camps. We can't go out and actually recruit right now, but we had a camp last Wednesday, very successful. We were allowed to have 100 at the camp, and we got 100, and we actually had a waiting list of about 35. Probably, could have had, if we really wanted to, we could have had 200. I think that's how excited the 22 class is to get back out there. And then obviously every day since June 1, we've had prospects on our campus through our facility. So every day, every day we got a calendar, and every day recruits are coming by to visit, and we're showing them around and doing all that stuff. So it kind of feels normal. I'm excited. I'm excited going to the office to see recruits, and we'll have three more camps in July, but June 2nd was our only camp that we had this month.
Glad to hear it was successful and went well and was so well received and attended. That's for sure. What are your current players doing right now, Russ, here at the beginning of June?
We've probably got 25 here right now. Most of them are doing internships here locally. So we get a group in the weight room at 6 and a group in the weight room at 8 with Coach Brinks. And they've been working really hard, look really good. June 20th, we'll bring back the bulk of our football team for the second session of summer school. So I would guess probably we'll have, 75 or 80 players here starting June 20th. and kind of get them ready for fall camp.
When does that begin? When will the preseason camp start? I can tell a lot of Spider fans are probably, when is camp actually going to start in preparation for September 4th?
August 5th is a report date, and August 6th will be our first practice date. And, you know, we've got 29 days to get 25 practice opportunities in. The NCAA kind of revamped it just a little bit. You know, they had some things put in there, but, you know, we're going to have, less padded practices, more helmet practices. It went from we had to have three, now we have to have seven helmet-only practices, which, you know, doesn't make, you know, that big of a deal, to be honest with you. They tweaked some other things, but, you know, we were in line with everything that they felt like you needed to do for safety reasons. So we were pretty much on top of it anyway. So it doesn't affect us a whole lot, but we still get the 25 practice opportunities.
Catching up with Russ Huseman, Richmond football coach. And Russ, I know you were concerned about this with the spring games. I know a lot of coaches were concerned with it. Have you noticed anything? I know you're not around the guys on a daily basis right now. You can't do that. But still any concerns about having played those games in the spring, having shorter downtime in the summer and coming back, you know, obviously for Richmond, unfortunately, it didn't get into the playoffs, so it didn't last that long. But for teams whose season was extended, do you expect anything different over the summer and the start of the regular season because of that?
Well, I'm not sure about the teams that played eight games potentially. I don't know how their bodies feel and what they're trying to do. But for us, you know, I guess Kobe Turner, on the Monday after we played our last game or after the playoffs were announced, I said, "How you feel? How's your body feel?" He said his body felt great, didn't feel much wear and tear on it. Now, he didn't play a ton. He got to play a decent amount, but not normal reps that he would play. So he felt good. I think our players felt pretty good. You know, we played four games and didn't have one injury during those four games. Now, we had some in practice, you know, a couple of practice opportunities and one kind of even before practice started, but you know, we played four games and came out very healthy in all four of those games.
Russ, everybody's still coming back amongst what they're calling now those super seniors, and I guess my follow-up to that would be how you think that's going to affect recruiting even beyond this year. Will your roster balance back up when we get back to, you know, a normal roster in 2022, I guess?
Yeah, all the fifth and sixth-year seniors are coming back. They're set to come back, feel good about it, and we're excited to have them back. You know, this signing class we had, we only signed 12 freshmen in this class, which is a smaller class, and probably the 22 class will be 12 or 13. I think this year and next year will still be okay. I think when you start to get now the 23 class is probably going to have to be a bigger class along with the 24 class. But, you know, right now we're only worried about 22. And we feel, you know, the 21 season, obviously, and then 22, we should be good. And then as we start to get to the 23 class, you know, we'll have some younger kids, a lot more younger kids in the program than we've had in the past.
Well, let's focus on first things first, and that is the 2021 season. I know we're excited to put fans back in Robins Stadium and kick this thing off on September 4th at 2 p.m. against Howard. Good catching up with you today, Russ. Let's do it again soon.
Bob, football season will be here before you know it, but it's baseball season right now. Go Squirrels.
There you go.
Marty's doing a great job over there. Love my baseball. Go Reds. Go Phillies.
There you go. Get out there and throw out a first pitch this summer down there at the Diamond. All right, Russ?
I hope so.
That'd be fun. Throw a strike. All right, Russ. Thanks. Appreciate it. Stay safe out there.
See you.